good people. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast, and I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. Today, we have our special guest. Her name is Marissa Sadler-Holder, and she is definitely an innovative educator specializing in AI and emerging technology. We will learn a lot from her today. I promised that each season we would talk about technology and its impact on schools. So today I wanted to be open-minded. I want everyone to be open-minded as we hear Marissa talk about AI and the future of education. Welcome to the show, Marissa. How is the weather in Los Angeles?
Beautiful and sunny. Thank you for having me, Francesca. I appreciate it.
Yes, it's cold here in Georgia, of course.
Well, you have something called seasons over there. I mean, yes. For Christmas, it's kind of nice.
Yes. So now tell me a little bit about your journey in education. I know that you're the founder of Teaching with Machines, and I would like to know a little bit about that company as well. It sounds very interesting.
Yeah, so I am a teacher of 13 years experience. I have a multiple subject credential for elementary, a single subject, and I taught French for high school, CTE. I have all these little credentials, not an administrative credential, because I'll be honest, I never wanted to be an administrator. Mm-hmm. So I taught for 13 years high school French, and during the pandemic, I realized I really liked learning online and teaching online. And I wanted to kind of find out the best practices for that. And so I decided to get my master's in e-learning at the same time I was teaching it. And so in that, I kind of just dived into, you know, best practices and technology and kind of the cutting edge technology that's out there. Now I saw AI coming on the horizon, mm-hmm. back in the classroom, and I thought, oh my gosh, I think this is where I need to be. I need to be a teacher, represent the teacher voice in this space, and make sure my teachers are taken care of. And because I think there's a lot of fear around it, and I want teachers to feel empowered from it and not so much the fear space. So but, you know, in doing so, I want them to feel like they can turn to one of their own and get kind of excited and passionate about being a teacher and doing what we do best. So that's really where I'm at right now. And I provide like webinars and coaching and that kind of stuff, but really a lot of free stuff too, templates and just kind of representing being a teacher bestie. So I have the good stuff. You guys need me. I'm here. I'll be completely honest and run it down for you.
That's great. In this episode, we are going to be talking about everything we need to know about AI and its impact in education. And it was great to hear that this learning took place for you during the pandemic. And I think that is the time when a lot of teachers had to just really, really embrace technology that they weren't sure about, because everybody was sent home and we had to figure out a way to educate kids. I remember that time. And for me, Marissa, if you ever went to my classroom, because I was in the classroom during that time, I am a hands-on teacher. You're going to come in my class. We're going to be building things, making messes. And so whenever that was snatched from me because of the pandemic and I was forced to be this online teacher, it didn't work out for me as well. And I love technology and love to embrace it, but I didn't have my, you know, I couldn't wrap my head on just doing that, right? Because it was such a hands-on learning experience for my class. So I'm glad to know that this is your area and that you do want to empower teachers. That's really, really good. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Sounds good.
So I'm typically an early adopter when it comes to innovative technology. I think I shared with you before the show how I embrace VR in the classroom. The kids were so excited about that. But I do know that this is a problem, embracing technology early in the classroom. And so, you know, for me, even when I did try to embrace the VR program, It was kind of a fight, right? It was kind of a, it was fighting to get people to understand it or teaching people what it was. And so it was just a challenge at that time. And I want us to start removing those challenges and making it a little bit easier for teachers. So, you know, I think this is definitely a much needed conversation that we're having. For people who do not have a clue about AI, how would you explain it in its most simplest form?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. I would say AI is it's a tool that will or can, when used correctly, really enhance the abilities that you already hold. Mm-hmm. And I guess from a teacher's perspective, I think of it as we're called superheroes a lot being a teacher. Mm-hmm. And now we actually have this superpower now that yes. can really, really make us superheroes, right? And so I feel like AI really is something that can enhance your own human skills that you possess and really push innovation for education for teachers.
And so when we talk about teachers, how is this form of tech changing education?
Well, I think most of it, like I think of all the different things that it can list out, right? Personalization and just predictions and data and all of that. I think that is all wonderful things. Those are all the outputs from it. But the biggest thing that is happening in education and AI right now is the fact that we are having these conversations. Mm-hmm. We are talking about inequities. We are talking about problems that we have in our educational system currently. And AI is forcing that conversation to be had mm-hmm. and finding solutions to kind of address those problems. And I think really this is where we're at right now. We are at this point where we know what the issues are, but we need to find solutions. And I think that is how AI is going to change it. I think we're gonna collaborate and build some new solutions for everyone. Yes. But I will say this, and as excited and enthusiastic as I am about AI in education, I will say it won't be the solution. It's not a one size fits all solution. And really what it comes down to is that it's going to take everyone to make these changes. And it's going to be all stakeholders, students, teachers, parents, administration, institutions, people outside of, you know, the school, all of that is going to be part of the solution.
Yes. And like you said, it's just time for us to start having these conversations, start playing with this tech a little more. So with that being said, what does this actually look like in the classroom? How do you see, what are some examples of how teachers are using this in the classroom?
Well, right now, I think a lot of teachers are discovering what they can do with AI to kind of help with task reduction and maybe prep or, you know, create assignments or create assessments, lesson planning. You know, a lot of teachers kind of gravitate towards teacher paid teacher sites because the work is already done for them. But now we have this tool that we can do it real quick, and it's, you know, most of them at the moment are free. And so we can kind of do these quick resources for ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think what really is going to be the next step with that is, okay, great. We are in using the AI tool as teachers, we are building our own AI literacy. Next step will be, how do we make sure our students are going to get this AI literacy as well for their future in an AI world?
Yeah, because I think some of the fear that we're seeing, because the tool that you're talking about, I'm assuming, is like the ChatGPT, right? And creating these assignments and assessments and how you can just type in something and ask a question. And then I've been playing around with that tech a little bit. But it'll create whatever it is that you're asking for, pretty much. And I think some of the fear around this, because I still work with a number of teachers that are just kind of like unsure. They think that students are going to use it and abuse it. And it's like, well, if you can just type this in and it spits out the answer, what are we teaching? How can we get through that and unlearn that thinking and just try to figure out a way to embrace it and make sure that our students aren't abusing the tool?
Well, I think, you know, this is so tricky because we're talking about something that a lot of people have fear about, and that is change, right? Changing how we teach, changing how students learn eventually. I mean, like, all of that is change, and that's scary. I think the first steps for any teacher is really to kind of take a moment and first kind of know more about what AI can do. And so you're building this knowledge of kind of like removing that unknown fear type thing. Students are extremely innovative in the way they can use AI. Of course, students are going to cheat, but they're motivated by something, right? And I think that's what it comes down to. Are they motivated to learn what it is that you're teaching? Or are they motivated to get a certain grade, or they're not interested, or whatever their motivation is? If there's a new tool available to them to kind of check those boxes and get things done, then they're going to use it. Now, I think the kind of unspoken thing in that is the elephant in the room, if you will, is that teachers are recognizing this, and it's like, okay, now we have to change how we assess, what that looks like, because if ChatGPT can spit out the answer, I can't really assess that way. I don't really know how my students are doing.
Yeah.
And so I think what it will require is a little bit of reconfiguring about how we assess our students on certain topics. And do we need to focus on certain topics? Are they really necessary? Yes, of course, there's going to be certain components that we definitely need to make sure students are learning, but we now have a tool available to everyone, for the most part, you know, that can kind of do these things for us. So do we need to like go back to writing pencils and paper? Yeah, that's one way to kind of stop it from happening. Or do we create assessments that kind of integrate a little bit of AI to kind of represent what the workforce for our students are going to kind of face in the future?
So you said a lot right there, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't even know where to start.
Sorry.
I want to start where you just ended, and then I'll work my way back up. You said something about our students need to learn this tech because this is the future of work. Are we seeing that now with corporations embracing this as well and using this tech?
Yeah, you know, on LinkedIn, I put it out there, something about like, do you feel guilty using AI to complete some of your work? And people from the corporate work, you know, space, you know, they came in and they commented and they said, I will not hire somebody who cannot use and leverage AI.
Wow.
And so I think that's, and that's right now. And it's been out for like, what, a year?
Yeah, it had a 1 year birthday this just recently. I saw that on LinkedIn.
Right. And so what does that mean? All of that ends up becoming, you know, part of the responsibility falls on the teachers to make sure that these kids are prepared for that world. And so we kind of have to do that for ourselves too, right? We first have to kind of play around with the tool and learn it for ourselves so we can be able to prepare students. But it is very much happening right now. They are looking for people who know how to use AI to get work done.
Wow. So as I'm sure for the corporate world, it's speeding up processes by embracing this tech.
Yes. Yes.
And so I do like that you said, we've got to get out and play. And I think that is the thing that teachers are going to have to do, is they're going to, and let me tell you, when I was first introduced, and I think I said this in one of my earlier podcasts, when I was first introduced to ChatGPT. I was in my grad class at the University of Georgia, and I had not even heard about it. And one of the students, one of my classmates, presented it. And the way it was presented, it just brought fear to my whole life. I was like, oh my God, you know, oh my God, they're going to be cheating. They're it's just going to be all this cheating being done. And so it was presented in that way. I accepted it as that. And then, I started having conversations with people in the same way, like, oh my God, have you heard about this? This is crazy. And then I think I saw an article that talked about the positive of ChatGPT. And I was like, well, wait a minute, now I'm confused. And I had to go and do some research, jump right in, learn it for myself. And I was like, okay, this is going to be a game changer. And then I said, how are we going to get students to embrace this and not use it as a tool to cheat, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that, so I created, and I kind of feel like this conversation that we're having right now is so probably far out from what teachers are really, or even educational institutions are currently at with AI. Yeah. Right now, there's like two camps, right? The dig in the heels, almost like head in the sand. Yeah. Hopefully it'll go away, or maybe we'll kind of put out fires as we go. And then there's the other innovative people who are like pushing it and seeing what they can do with it. But really what happens is the students are somewhere in between, and, you know, they're looking at us saying, well, we need to see the modeling of how this should be used. Right. And so I think it's really important for teachers to kind of just say, okay, look, this is be models, be the examples of how AI can be used in a positive way. I created, and again, like, I think that we're in the discovery mode right now, and we're not quite yet to the point where we're saying that students need to start using it, but they do, right? It moves so fast that really we are there. So I created a teaching. So I created templates, two free templates for teachers. One is creating AI classroom norms with your students. So you kind of set the boundaries with your students. This is how AI should be used. This is what it should look like. And of course, you have to make sure it follows whatever AI policy that your school has. But basically, you are creating a norm of what is an acceptable use of AI in the classroom, in your classroom. And then there's the other piece, this other template that I created, that teachers can just put on any kind of project or assignment that they already have, and basically check off which permissions they give students to use AI with. And it could be anything from, like, you know, summarizing or creating a PowerPoint or whatever it is that the teacher says, okay, you can use AI. But then the secondary piece to that is the reflection piece that students have to fill out is, you know, how did this enhance your learning of the topic? What AI did you end up using? What were the pros and cons of using that particular tool? So they're reflecting about the AI in their own learning process. Mm-hmm. And discovering kind of what works and what doesn't work for them. And so you're building this AI literacy at the same time as, completing a project that kind of covers the teacher's, you know, checklist of things that students should learn. Mm-hmm. It works together.
And so that's one thing. One of my questions was what can AI not do? It can't tell your personal story, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the AI is only as good as whatever you put into it. Right. So I have a friend of mine who put this out there, and it is a perfect thing. AI can personalize education, but only teachers can make it personal. Yeah. And I find that to be really encouraging, especially teachers who are fearful of AI. Like, look, it's something that can personalize, can make what you do already every day just a little bit faster and a little bit more manageable. Mm-hmm. But you are the person who holds all of these unique skills. You have the education behind you. You know what best practices are. You know your students. Those relationships are built. You make it personal, but now you can personalize it. So it's one of those things. It's going to be a balance between the human part, the aspect, and then the technology that can kind of enhance whatever it is that you already are doing.
Yeah. And I love that. Like I said, my classroom was one that we would have some powerful discussions. And so that's something that AI just can't do, right? They can go, they can learn the assignment, they can use all of these tools, but they really, really have to make sure that they're understanding what they're using, make sure they are learning, because when it comes to our discussions, our in-class discussions, you've got to have that knowledge to be able to add to the conversation. And so when it came to my classroom, I would create that environment that my students were ready when we were about to have hot topic conversations about things that were happening in the world, embracing what was going on in the news. And those conversations, or I would throw something at them that would kind of, you know, challenge their thinking a little bit. And so those are still, the kids are learning, right? Whenever you're doing, creating that environment. And so I look at it as, we're going to be using AI to come up with certain things that we're going to need to use in the classroom. But when it comes to those rich discussions and you and your thinking being put on a piece of paper, those have to be your ideas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, it's just something to enhance your already unique human capabilities. So I think that's what I think teachers should really view it as. It's an enhancement to what is out there. It gives them an opportunity to innovate within their own classroom.
Yes. And I looked at your website, and I'm going to add that to our show notes, but you've got a lot of great content. Something about unpopular opinion about AI, change your approach. So definitely if people are having a hard time understanding it, and, you know, they might've been presented it just like how it was presented to me in a negative way. Reading some of your articles will definitely help them start to just, you know, unpeel some of that and learn just a little more on how we can use it, for sure.
Yeah, I think the point is, especially what my goal with Teaching with Machines is to really have teachers feel like there's a place to go. There's one of their own in their camp that will be real with them and walk them through that, hold their hand if they need to, and kind of just make them feel, it's like going to a conference and going to 10 sessions, but then there's that one session that actually makes them feel empowered and ready to use the next day in the classroom. And the first step that any teacher should take, especially with AI, whether you're afraid of it or not and you're unsure, is just to play.
Yeah.
Totally play around, get a feel for it, and join communities. You are not alone. There is a lot of communities out there where we're all sharing, going back and forth and learning as we go and building these solutions together. And really, really the teacher is the person that is lifting everybody up with this. I frankly think that AI is being embraced by more teachers than probably any other industry. And I think that's probably a big, you know, statement, and I don't have numbers or facts. So, but what I'm seeing is that teachers see it as a potential solution to a number of issues that they have. And hopefully they can breathe a little bit and know that it doesn't need to be scary. It doesn't need to be this overwhelming thing. And if it is, step back and just breathe, because you guys are treading water, trying to make it day to day, and it's okay. You don't have to know everything.
I love it. And, you know, and this is also not just for the teachers, admin, like if you try to support your teachers with this learning, because if you're resisting that, or even just districts in a whole, just like start having professional development on this. It's not going away at all. I'm about to date myself. I remember when, I guess it was the World Wide Web, and we got on our computer and we could search things, not to the level of Google now, but I can't remember, was it Microsoft? I don't know, but it was like a search engine. And I just thought, I was in college at that time, and you would just put in, you know, whatever your topic, and these, all of this stuff would come and be listed. And I was just so amazed at that tech. I don't know what teachers were thinking back then when that was launched, but I know as a student, I was like, oh my gosh, I can just read all of these things. I think I watched, went onto the news every single day. It was just the most amazing thing. And so I'm like, that back then is probably what now is when it comes to AI.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting is that people are discovering that they're able to learn more about their own favorite topics using AI. And I'm hoping that will eventually trickle down to students.
Yes.
You know, like they can really find maybe these pathways for careers and through their own passions by kind of teaching themselves. You know, the workforce is starting to turn towards more skill-based rather than your traditional roots. So I think it's pretty exciting. And I mean, that's probably further out than we think, but then, you know, who knows? AI changes every day. So who knows what's going to happen? It's exciting.
And so exciting. When we think about diversity, equity, and inclusion, why is this important?
Gosh, you know, first of all, it needs to be said that there are a lot of limitations with AI and just how they're built. And I think what people forget, they go, you know, when you have these professional development sessions on AI, it's like, here are the limitations, here are, you know, the biases, here are all these things. And they kind of scare a bunch of teachers and everything. But what isn't being said is that the AI is built on a reflection of humans. So we really need to keep in mind that as humans, as a society, these biases and limitations exist. Mm-hmm. Right now. And we have been working on that. We've been, you know, trying to address it. It's the same thing with AI. You have to realize that it's just a mirror of what is happening in society. So how we approach DEI with our students, we still have to do the same thing with AI. Mm-hmm. Because it's literally artificially made. But it's based off of humans. So we have to be careful. As far as the positive part is that I really think it allows the inclusion to kind of happen. You can, and at a, you know, a very fast pace. And I was reading the other day about how social emotional learning can be enhanced with AI and making it accessible. Like the fact that you can take a YouTube video and immediately get a transcript for it for our students, or, you know, you can quickly differentiate a text from sixth grade reading level to third grade reading level. That kind of thing is something that teachers take a lot of time to do. And now we have this capability where we can do it lickety split and kind of really take that education for those students and try to tailor it to them. And that's what education wanted us to be doing all along. And as much as we all say that we can do that, it ends up being almost near impossible. Mm-hmm. When you have 36 kids looking at you, you know? But my hope is that the more people who kind of learn about AI and what it can do and what it is and its limitations, its biases, the more we can kind of at least curate and set boundaries and teach our students about ethical uses of AI and kind of, because they're going to be the ones in the future that are going to have to deal with it. And so hopefully they can find solutions. And while we are still working on those solutions, you know, it's such a tough question, because it's like, we can't, as a society, we don't know the answer now, and we're working on it. Yeah. And I'm hoping whatever we figure out will reflect in AI as well.
That's great.
It's always learning. So whatever we're doing, we have to be careful, for sure.
For sure. And when we talk about teachers and their superpowers, what I am hearing you say is that the superpowers that teachers can gain from embracing AI technology is, one, this is going to enhance their classroom experience. It's going to also give them time to do other things and plan out different resources for our students. It's also going to give them a somewhat of a challenge for our students and challenge them in the work that they present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that there's so many opportunities, you know, and I think that's kind of like, it's that, I don't know, like the innovation piece, right? Where it's like, now we have this chance to innovate. It's, I guess for me, again, I'm only going to speak from my own experience, but I always loved innovating, much like yourself, right? You're pushing the VR and you're like, this is incredible. This can be amazing. If a teacher is given the ability and the time to innovate, it makes them, it allows them to create those teaching moments that teachers love, that mm-hmm. make everything that they do worthwhile, you know? And I'm hoping that this will kind of open up that door to kind of say, okay, let's give more of those moments to our teachers and students.
Yeah.
Let's really give that opportunity. Like, I love escape rooms. I think it's fun. I think they're wonderful. I think they're super engaging. Do I have the time to create an escape room on French Revolution? Absolutely not. No. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have the time to do that. But with, you know, AI, I can create one immediately, and suddenly my students are engaging with each other. And there's that teaching moment where just everyone is engaged with the content. And it's just, that's incredible.
Wow.
Priceless.
Yeah. And I'm glad you ended with that example. Because I remember trying to do an escape room, and I think I gave up because this was before AI. And I was like, this is just too complicated for me to try to put all these pieces together. But now that we know that we have that tech, I just see it making our jobs easier. And at this time, teachers need that. Okay. We just got a lot on our plates, and anything to make our jobs easier is well worth it to me. Right.
Yes, exactly. And I will say one more thing. Like, look, I'm speaking from a complete teacher perspective here. Yeah. And one of my biggest concerns that I have with AI coming into this world in the educational world is that potentially admin or, you know, school institutions and maybe society at large mm-hmm. will view it as, oh, look, teachers have a solution now. And what else can we now put on their plate for them to do?
Oh.
With that time that they're now saving. Mm-hmm. And that is a concern that I have. And I mean, I know that there are, you know, admin out there who'll be like, we would never do that. But it's like, look, I've been in this game for 13 years. I know what happens. Do not make promises you cannot keep.
Yeah.
So, roll it out, learn, play, and hopefully create more of those special learning moments that can only happen in the classroom.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we definitely had our conversation today. And for those that are listening, you are really at the early stages of this. And so embrace it, learn from it, and be, who knows, you'll be a leader, you'll be a presenter, you'll be able to educate your team, your school about the tech. Marissa, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and expertise today. I just really enjoyed this conversation for sure. What's next for you?
I am working on two things. I am offering professional development for teachers in like a couple of week-long series, like 1 hour a week type thing, where I meet with departments so I can personalize that PD for them with AI. And it's all hands-on. Like, it will be the PD of all PDs. That's what I want. I want teacher PD by another teacher. And so everything you will get from it will be relevant to you and your students. So that's one thing I'm working on. And then the other thing I'm working on right now is professional development sessions for trainers of other teachers at school sites. So kind of the two different kind of avenues that people might be interested in. But everything, again, the whole point of this is to make sure teachers leave feeling empowered and leave feeling like they have this awesome new skill set that they can use the next day in the classroom and that the students will directly benefit from.
Well, I am definitely excited. I'm like, oh, I might see if she can come and do some training. Or do you travel?
Sure. I would like to know what a season feels like. So I'm down.
Yes. Okay. Well, we definitely have to get you on the schedule and see what that is. I have friends that work in Atlanta Public Schools, DeKalb County, Rockdale County, which is some of our major districts here. And this, every time we get together, this is what we're talking about. Okay.
All right.
This is what, so I will definitely share you with them so that they can contact, because you know it's a lot of PD here in Georgia. We definitely love our professional development. How can people
get in touch
with you?
So you can find me at teachingwithmachines.com. Mm-hmm. You can find me on LinkedIn, Marissa Sadler Holder. Mm-hmm. And I also have a Facebook group and a Discord server for those who are interested in those two avenues as well.
Okay. And I'll definitely be posting some things in the show notes so that they can contact you. Thank you once again. Today's episode was all about AI in schools, everything you need to know. If you have not found a way to embrace this tech, hopefully this episode has inspired you in some way. You got this for sure. Please keep pushing for our students. You may be the only opportunity that they get to see the world through a different lens. So definitely embrace the technology, play with the technology, and you're learning. We're all learning. ChatGPT just had their 1 year birthday just recently, right? So yes. Learning together.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much, Marissa, for joining me today. Is there anything else you want to say to the audience?
You know, you guys got this.
Yes.
You guys are incredibly educated, professional people out there. And this is just going to it's going to be a game changer once you learn how to leverage it. And don't worry, somebody's going to be there to help you. I'm here. Just reach out, DM me. I will sit a half hour with you, play around. Let's work together. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not going to charge for any of that. Just reach out. We got this.
People, look, you got some people that's going to take you up on that offer. And I'm so glad that you're open and willing to educate people. So I wish you the best in your future endeavors as well. This program is brought to you by Thrive 12, an education resource company dedicated to educators around the world. Please check us out at www.thrive12.com for additional information. I will have in the show notes a few resources. I'm going to post a few of her articles in there and Marissa's contact information. Please leave a comment, share the podcast, share your feedback, participate in our show discussions. Thank you for everything, and I need everyone just to do one thing for me: keep thriving. Good night.